This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is fully geared for competition at the global stage and marching towards becoming the third largest economy with confidence and decisive policy reforms. He said the government is going ahead with the vision of reform, perform and transform, and the country has boarded the reform express. He was replying to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address in the Rajya Sabha today.
हमने रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म ट्रांसफॉर्म के मंत्र को लेकर के आगे बढ़े और आज स्थिति ऐसी है कि देश रिफॉर्म एक्सप्रेस पर सवार हो चुका है. हमने स्ट्रक्चरल रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, प्रोसेस से जुड़े रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, पॉलिसीज में रिफॉर्म किए हैं. हमारा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर, हमारी उद्यमी ये सशक्त हो, भारत की हर चीज का वैल्यू एडिशन हो, उस दिशा में हमने प्रयास किया है. और मैं आज विश्वास के साथ कह सकता हूँ, आज भारत विश्व के साथ स्पर्धा करने के लिए पूरी तरह तैयार है.
On the trade deals signed with several countries, including the European Union and the United States of America, Mr. Modi said the country has finalized trade deals with 9 countries and recently concluded the mother of all deals with the 27 countries of the European Union.
अनेक देशों के साथ आज भारत फ्यूचर रेडी ट्रेड डील्स कर रहा है. पिछले कुछ ही समय में दुनिया के महत्वपूर्ण 9 बड़े देशों के साथ हमारे ट्रेड डील हुए और उसमें मदर ऑफ ऑल डील एक साथ 27 देशों के साथ, यूरोपियन यूनियन के साथ.
President Draupadi Murmu had addressed the joint sitting of both houses on the 28th of last month. Earlier participating in the discussion, BJP MP Maya Narolia said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the country is steadily moving towards the goal of a Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Sandeep Kumar Pathak of Aam Aadmi Party, K.R. Suresh of TDP and members of other political parties also participated in the discussion. Earlier proceedings in the Lok Sabha witnessed continued disruption today due to the opposition's ruckus over various issues, including the India-US trade deal. Amid the continuous uproar, the House adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address by voice vote. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed anguish over the behaviour of the protesting MPs. The lower house witnessed 3 adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. Central Government, Nagaland Government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organization signed an agreement for the formation of Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. The agreement was signed in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi today. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio was also present on the occasion. Speaking at the signing of the agreement, Mr. Shah said it is a momentous day for the people of Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country at 10 a.m. tomorrow in the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. The program aims to discuss exam stress and celebrate examinations as an utsav and an integral part of life. In a setback to the Mamata Banerjee-led West Bengal government, the Supreme Court today directed it to clear pending dearness allowance or DA dues owed to nearly 20 lakh state government employees. The court ordered the state to pay at least 25% of the outstanding DA arrears by the 6th of next month, reaffirming its earlier directions that had been pending for years. India today stated that ensuring energy security of 1.4 billion Indians is the supreme priority of the government. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said diversifying the country's energy sourcing in keeping with objective market conditions and evolving international dynamics is at the core of the government's strategy to ensure this. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals were 49 for 1 in 5.5 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara, when reports last came in. In shooting, India's Samrat Rana and Suruchi Singh clinched the silver medal in the 10-metre air pistol mixed team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship 2026 in New Delhi today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.